Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jody Mack here with you on the Saturday night get together here on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's get into the National Football League. We can do so because I got one of my favorite NFL guests on, longtime NFL reporter, writer, author, and these days hosting on the Hall of Fame Network. His podcast, I Test for Two, is a must for all NFL listeners. He is a Hall of Fame selector still these days. Mr. Clark Judge jumps on with me here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, man, Clark, it's been a minute. What are you up to?
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, Jody. Always a pleasure. Thanks for that intro. That was long. I like that. That was good.
Well, you've been doing this for a while. Kind of like me.
I've been doing it a long time. Yeah.
There you go. That's why it takes a couple minutes for us to get reacquainted. And I know a big part of your career was covering the 49ers. So I'm going to go there first. Christian McCaffrey back. 49ers at 4-4, you've got to say disappointing, but they've had their fair share of injuries, McCaffrey being the biggest one. How big a difference is he going to make when he gets back into the lineup?
Enormous. I've always said that Christian McCaffrey is Roger Craig, and Roger Craig was then Ricky Waters, and then Ricky Waters became Christian McCaffrey. If you know anything about the 49ers, you know something about how important Roger Craig was to them in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Ricky Waters was to them in 1994, and that was a team I covered, won a Super Bowl. And Christian McCaffrey's that kind of back. He can get yards for me on the ground. He's tough. He's got great speed. He's powerful. He's a good inside the tackles runner, but he's a great receiver, too. He's multidimensional, and he's the weapon that fits in so perfectly with what they have done, really, for three decades. And so his return is enormous for them. It takes a lot of pressure off of the shoulders of Brock Purdy.
And even with the injuries, McCaffrey, Debo's missed games, Ayuk's out now, Pearsall was hurt to start the year after being shot. We'll see what he does when he gets his chance. The offense is still solid. It's not as good maybe as expected, but solid top 10 both scoring and yards per game. Defense is middle of the pack. They're lucky to be in the middle of the pack. What's the problem with the 49er defense?
And that's a good question. You know, they're not tackling very well. I think they're not bad in the second half, the back half of the defense. But there are some gash plays that have been gotten against them. But honestly, I look at the record of 4-4, and I went, they're in good shape because, first of all, the division, no one's running away with it. It's all botched up at the top. You play 500 football there, you're going to be okay. Secondly, they've done that without Christian McCaffrey. Now, remember, they lost Ayuk, too. So that's a huge loss for them. So you got to have somebody replace him. Pearsall's not going to be that guy. I mean, he's a rookie. He's coming in behind the eight ball. He'll be okay, I think. But it was an enormous loss for them. But without McCaffrey there and with the losses of Ayuk for the season, and, you know, when you talked about Samuel, he's important to them, but he's been in and out of the lineup. They put more pressure on Purdy. And this is going to take some of the heat off of him. I think it'll take some of the heat off of the defense, too, because they're not moving the ball as effectively offensively as they have been. And that does put more pressure on the other side of the ball. And right now, as you mentioned, they're just not playing that well. I don't know essentially what the problem is, but let's see if it changes that they get McCaffrey and some time of possession back. Let's see if it's a little bit different there. Because Fred Warner's playing his ass off. He really is. He's playing really well. But they need more people to play at that threat.
Before the season started, I picked the 49ers to go back to the Super Bowl, so I thought they were the best team in the NFC. For me, that hasn't really been close. The Lions are far and away the best team in the NFC. Who would you say is second best?
That's a good question. I would not have picked and did not pick the 49ers because of the history of Super Bowl losers. If you look at Super Bowl losers the next year, they don't get back. I mean, the one team in the last 20 years, actually last 30 years, it has gotten back. But the Patriots, they had Tom Brady. I don't see any Tom Brady's out there today, but it was going to be tough for them no matter what. And I still think with McCaffrey coming back, it's still going to be tough for them to make any kind of inroads. They may win that division, but they're not going to go deep. The second best team, I'm searching here, but it could be Washington. It could be Washington. They just made a big trade. They got Lattimore. I think that's a huge pickup for them. But the way Jaden Daniels is playing, I mean, I know people there probably want to hear me say Philadelphia. I don't trust the Eagles. I really don't. I'm not really sure why, but maybe it's because they're sort of inching by people. And then I watched their game last week and let the opponent get back in it. And I went, oh, geez, the Eagles again, but they figured out a way to win it. But Washington's dangerous. And I think Washington's going to win that division just because, hey, I don't trust the Eagles. And secondly, that division's won by a different team every year. Every year since 2004 when the Eagles went back-to-back. But so who's that team? Maybe it's Washington. Yeah, I'd say maybe Green Bay. But Green Bay's been hurt a lot. Jordan Love in and out of the lineup. But they're hanging in there. I think it's maybe one of those two teams. I don't trust anyone from the South. I mean, people say, what about Atlanta? I don't trust them. And I think Kirk Cousins is a terrific quarterback, great guy. But I don't trust him when he gets in meaningful games. He puts up big numbers, but doesn't seem to win big games. So I'm going to give you Washington and Green Bay in that order.
Fair enough. And to your point about the NFC East gets a new winner every single year, and it's been going on for a decade and a half, closing in on two decades. It's going to happen again this year because it's either going to be Washington or Philadelphia. It's not going to be Dallas again. They play the Eagles tomorrow. No Dak Prescott. This team seems to be a stone-cold mess. Are massive changes coming for Dallas this offseason if they end up as a sub-500 team?
Yeah, you would think so. I think it's Mike McCarthy's last year. I really do. And Jerry Jones has said nothing's going to happen. Well, of course nothing's going to happen because he's going to make those moves after the year. But you look at what they're fielding tomorrow. Maybe look at what they're not fielding. They're not fielding 50% of their cap space. I mean, Prescott's not there. Lawrence isn't there. Bland's not there. Are they going to have Parsons? I don't know Parsons who's going to play. They're missing a ton of people. And so they're fielding kind of a scout team. Cooper Rush is not a bad backup quarterback, but who's he got to play with? And the answer is nobody. Cooks is out. I mean, they're missing a lot of people and good people. So that should be an Eagles win. I'd be shocked if they didn't win. But you're right. I mean, now it's just sort of free fall for Dallas. I'm sort of curious what Jerry Jones has to say after every game now because he's always said, oh, we're optimistic. And they make, you know, a minor trade last week and thinks everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. They've got so many injuries and they weren't heading in the right direction anyway. So, it's going to be, I think, a big offseason in terms of turnover for that team.
Eagles-Cowboys, usually one of the must-win games in the NFL season every year. It may be a must-skip game tomorrow when those two teams meet down in Dallas. All right. You mentioned the Washington Commanders and the fact that they've got a leg up on the Eagles. Those two teams played twice, so they'll decide it between themselves who's going to win that division. But they came from out of nowhere. They had the second pick in the draft. And you're saying they could be the second best team in the NFC. Jaden Daniels has been spectacular, runaway leader for Rookie of the Year. But there's a whole bunch of other things that go into the Commanders being this good. The copycat league that every sports league is, NFL just as copycat as everybody else, Will anyone look at what Washington did? I guess you can always hope your owner trades the team to someone who's ready to make a bigger investment. But just the owners who are dealing with the new ownership in Washington going, damn, I should be able to do what they do. They just showed up. Will there be anyone trying to copycat what Washington does at the end of this year?
I'm not sure copycat is the right phrase here. I mean, we're going to copycat them and hire Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn had similar success when he went to Atlanta. Remember, he had them in the Super Bowl pretty quickly. I think it was 2017, and should have won it, you know. And then he didn't, and blew a 28-3 lead. But he has for years been on that cusp of being the next quarterback and the next coaching hire. Well, they hire him. They got a new coach, new coaching staff. I think Kingsbury was a great fit. Cliff Kingsbury, great fit for the new quarterback. They got Jaden Daniels. And while I was very high on Caleb Williams, you're right. Jaden Daniels, the runaway offensive rookie of the year choice. I mean, I think maybe the second choice might be Brock Bowers. But Daniels has really changed that culture and that atmosphere. But so is Dan Quinn. And you're right. We got a new owner. He's got a new nickname, you know, for a year ago. Yeah, a new nickname. So it's a whole new operation there. And I think these guys are looking at Daniels and saying, holy smokes, you know, we believe this guy. And one of the reasons is that Hail Mary, I mean, that came out of nowhere. And I don't care whether you want to criticize, you know, the defense for not playing the ball properly or whatever. It happened. And I think they looked at each other and said, we've got something special this year. And that's a shot at confidence. That was a signature win for them. Washington's a good team. They're playing well on both ends of the ball. The kicker's very good. They're just a team that's got all their bases covered, and this quarterback's playing with all sorts of confidence. He's a terrific runner. He's a better passer than I thought, because initially I thought, nah, I'm not sure how he's
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, the Commanders and the Steelers might be a more must-watch game tomorrow than the Eagles and the Cowboys. NFC East team, but I'd take an interconference game over an in-division rivalry game. All right, jumping over to the AFC, kind of the same thing. Lions, the unquestioned best team in that conference. The Chiefs have to be the unquestioned best team in the AFC. Yet Patrick Mahomes, statistically, analytically, seems to be having a mediocre year. Yet they are the only undefeated team in the National Football League. How the hell are they pulling it off?
And defense is carrying that ball club. And Mahomes is playing okay. And he makes the plays when he has to. And it's funny, I had on our website, which is the talk of him, too. I always have each week a judge and jury column, and I deal with Hall of Fame voters and historians, and each week ask them that question, usually about nine of them. Who's the midseason MVP? And to my surprise, half of them said Mahomes. He was the overwhelming favorite. I went, What about Lamar Jackson? What about Derrick Henry? And if you want to talk most valuable, not most outstanding, what about Josh Allen? What about Jaden Daniels? Mm-hmm. You can come up with a number of them. And they said Mahomes because they feel as if they just play so well because they know he's just going to find a way to win. And he always does. He always finds a way to win. But defense has been carrying them. It did in the last game. They didn't play particularly well on that side of the ball. And Mahomes did have to come up and play his best game of the year. And he did. He responded. But that's how they're doing it. Steve Spagnuolo is the most valuable player right there. He's the defense coordinator, and his defense is doing a terrific job keeping opponents within reach so that they can either beat them at the end or they can hold the opponent off at the end. They've been in a lot of tight games, but they're playing well defensively. Let's see if that, you know, happens as the year goes on, because this last game sort of indicated that maybe Mahomes is ready to cut loose. They've got a new weapon, DeAndre Hopkins. I thought that was a great pickup for them. Mm-hmm. So now can they get the ball deep where they really weren't that much anymore? Maybe so. Maybe this is back to where we you know, are used to them. But I don't know that I trust them. You know, Baltimore is loaded on offense, playing not well at all defensively, but got a ton of weapons, and they have Lamar Jackson playing better than he did last year when he won his second MVP. Buffalo is sneaky. I mean, they're gonna lap the field in the AFC East. And there's nobody within four. I mean, they're within four games. They're four games behind. They're gonna win the division by Thanksgiving the way they're playing. They're dangerous because of the quarterback. I don't think they're as complete a team as the other Broncos. But when you look at the rest of the AFC, they're a dangerous team. They're Houston. If they can ever protect the quarterback, CJ Stroud's not playing as well as he did last year because he's getting hit all the time. But Houston's a dangerous team too. The AFC has more contenders than the NFC. To me, it's the NFC, it's Detroit, and everyone else. AFC, yeah, you got Kansas City, and you're right. They're clearly the favorite right now. But they're teams that are sort of pushing there. And you've got Baltimore right there, even though they've got three losses. Buffalo's right there. Maybe you get someone like Houston too. But the AFC to me is much more interesting.
All right. Will you be up early in the morning? And we're on the East Coast, so
no,
we don't have to
no,
get up till 9:30.
No,
the
no.
West Coast people have to get up at 6:30 in the morning to watch the Panthers and the Giants.
There's no reason to. How did Germany get that? What did they do? They maybe gave us sauerkraut, right? So we give them the Giants and Carolina. What a terrible game. Oh, my God. I mean, I live in the Northeast. We used to live in New York. We have to watch the Giants every weekend. Once that was a treat. Not anymore. I mean, they're almost as dysfunctional as the Jets. No one's as dysfunctional as the Jets. But the Giants has got a raft of problems. And Carolina, we all know about Carolina. So, no, there's no reason to watch that game.
They've got this is the final international game of the year. Played Brazil early, three in London, one in Washington. Is the juice worth the squeeze? I know the NFL wants to do this because, A, they're the big dog on the block. They can do whatever the hell they want. They want to be able to call themselves global like the NBA does. But do these games really make the National Football League better? I know it makes them money, but does it make them a better product?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. You're talking to the wrong guy. I mean, I think it's criminal to sell these home games to overseas audiences because you're costing the fans here a chance to see another ball game. I think that's not right. But they're selling it overseas. Why? Because they can put 100,000 people in the seats. And you're right. It's all about money. And if you learned anything about the NFL now, it's all about money. I hear them say, you know, over and over, you know, we're all about player safety. And I've said before, if you're about player safety, why are we playing Thursday night games? Why are we playing 17-game seasons? Why are we talking about an 18-game season? That's not the interest of player safety. It's in the interest of making as much money as possible. And it's a huge business empire, and they're doing a good job of it. They're making a ton of money. But from my vantage point, I think there's another side to it, and I think the fans suffer. And when Roger Goodell talks about, you know, possibly taking I think he said a Super Bowl maybe to London, that there's no way. That's not going to happen. But he's just dangling that out there as a carrot. But I don't know what purpose that serves, because people here are going, hey, taking us for granted. We've been here for years, decades. We stand in line for these games. Mm-hmm. I think it's unfair to slap in the face of the fans back home. But for the NFL, it's all about marketing, and they're doing a good job of it.
And something tells me they'll find a way to spin tomorrow's Panthers-Giants game into a win for the NFL. Trying very hard to do that. It won't be easy, they'll try.
He's already talking about putting the game in Berlin, you know, and so they're gonna go back with more. I mean, they're going to do more and more overseas games because it makes a lot of money. You want to put 40,000 people in the stands in Jacksonville, or have the Jaguars play in front of 100,000 people in Wembley?
Last thing I want to hit you with before I let you go. I don't think you're part of this committee. Tell me if you are. The coaching candidate semifinals were announced for potential enshrinement. Armsberger, Coughlin, Holmgren, Reeves, Knox, Schottenheimer, Seifert, Shanahan, and Clark, Chauncey. None of your guy, Buddy Parker, who you and I have spoken on earlier, and I agree with you. You make a great case. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Are you on this committee? And if not, who would be the guy you would cast your vote for out of the eight that are up?
Yeah, I'm not. Buddy Parker was put forth as the contributor candidate this year, you know, the coaching contributor candidate. He was voted down. And I don't want to get into that. It's a long discussion, but that's for another day. But of this group, I think it's a two-horse race. I think it's Holmgren one, Shanahan two. I covered both. Shanahan won two Super Bowls. Holmgren won one. Holmgren went to three. You know, they both play. Both had successful careers at different spots. I mean, Mike was at Denver, was very successful. At Washington, you know, somewhat, not so much, but not a great career. They were sort of descending. But then Mike Holmgren, their great career in Green Bay, goes to Super Bowl, wins with Brett Favre. Goes back again to the Super Bowl with Brett Favre, doesn't win, goes to Seattle, goes to the Super Bowl, had a good career there. I think Holmgren's the guy. And I would say Shanahan's probably second. I'd like to see Dan Reeves get some mileage. Had a great career as a coach, player, and assistant coach. He went to 9 Super Bowls, you know, with all of those. He was 0-4 in Super Bowls, but so was Marv Levy, you know, and so was Bud Grant. They're in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think Dan Reeves actually deserves a shot. But if you're asking me who I think the number one guy would be, I'm going to say it's going to be Mike Holmgren.
Let me ask you a Shanahan question, because Shanahan would be my guy. Do you think it's fair to look at a coach's tree when their days are over and done with, those that developed underneath them? Shanahan outdoes Holmgren in that category. Is that something you think the voters should or do look at?
I think it is something they should and do look at, yes, because I've been in that room, and when the coaching presenter brings a candidate forward. And I was part of the contributor / coach committee the last 2 years before they were broken into separate committees this year. So I was part of that Don Coryell conversation. I was part of the Buddy Parker conversation. So I know about that. And when you talk about coaching, please, yes, in fact, that is a factor. And when Tony Dungy was enshrined, and that was as a modern era candidate, that was mentioned. And it was very important. And so was the fact that he was an African-American coach who won a Super Bowl. That was a big deal. And yet what they looked at, too, was the number of assistants he turned out who was so successful. I think when you look at Andy Reid, you know, when his day comes, that's going to be the same thing. I mean, he's not going to have to worry about getting the Hall of Fame, but you look at the number of people he turned out from that organization, whether it was the Eagles or the Chiefs, and very successful. So in answer to the question, yeah, it does play a role.
And we'll see if it does this year for Mr. Shanahan. Clark, you know I love talking football with you. I appreciate you jumping on with me here. I want to get you on again before the season ends, before we get to the playoffs. Thanks for jumping in with me tonight, bud.
Always a pleasure, Jody. Thanks.
Check out his podcast. It's one of the best that he does. Oh, I should have told him to tell Ira I said hi. My buddy Ivor from down in Tampa. He does the I Test for Two podcast. You can check him out on the Talk of Fame network as well. Clark Judge here with me on the Infinity Sports Network. All right, Jody Mac taking a quick timeout. Come back. We'll get the phones restoked. You get aboard right here, right now. 855-212-4227. Get you on with the Mac, man.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.